You know, when I was in high school, I was lifting weights and I wanted to bulk up. So I went to the health food store and I bought these muscle gainer protein powders, right? And I started consuming them. And man, did I feel like crap. And now I know why, because there's one ingredient that is pretty dangerous. And they put this certain ingredient into these products to enhance muscle growth. But you're going to find out it's not going to do that. Personally, I think it's a very dangerous ingredient. It can increase acne, bloating, inflammation in the gut, mental irritability and anxiety, insomnia. It's highly addictive because it increases dopamine, which is like the reward neurotransmitter, and it'll actually produce more acid in your mouth to promote cavities. But the worst thing it'll do, it'll spike your blood sugar so high, way more than sugar, and then create a crash right after. Now, if you do this repetitively, you're going to develop belly fat, high cholesterol, and a fatty liver. Other than that, I'm sure it's going to be fine. And this ingredient is usually the first ingredient in the list on the label, which means it represents most of the product. And this ingredient is called maltodextrin. This is one of the worst ingredients in most ultra-processed food products, aka junk food, where they start out with dent corn. What's dent corn? Dent corn is an edible. You can't eat it. Okay, it's for feed and things like that. They grind it up into powder and then they add acids and alkaline chemicals to it. And then they'll heat it up, they'll put pressure into it. Then they have to take the color out, take the odor out. And then you end up with this powder. And what's wild about maltodextrin is that it's a filler, it's just some cheap material to add bulk to a product so they can make more money. I mean, there's absolutely no benefit to taking this for your body. It's classified as a carbohydrate, but it acts like a sugar. So when you're reading the label, you're looking, oh yeah, it's low in sugar. Take a look on the glycemic index, which is the index that shows you how much an ingredient spikes your blood sugar. Table sugar is about 65. Glucose is 100. Maltodextrin is between 105 and 185 on that scale. So it creates way more of a spike than even glucose. And check this out. In one serving, they're going to put 253 grams. Now, in your mind, you're going, well, okay, it's 253 grams of carbs. No, it's not. It's 253 grams of sugar, which is equivalent to 60 teaspoons of sugar. This is just in one serving, 1,012 calories of sugar. Actually, it's something that's even worse than sugar. You're going to put in your body to supposedly bulk up your muscles. I mean, per serving, they're only going to give you 50 grams of protein as whey protein and 253 grams of carbohydrate or sugar, right? It's not a good ratio. I mean, you don't want to combine protein with that much starch or sugar because it creates all sorts of issues in your body. So when you dump that much carbohydrate into the energy factory called the mitochondria, your demand for certain vitamins are going to go super, super high. Like for B1, for example, you're going to need a lot of B1 to allow your body to metabolize that much pure sugar. And of course, they add some vitamins in there, but they only add like 0.4 milligrams of B1. That's not going to even come in the ballpark of how much you need. So what happens is you end up depleting your nutrients when you take this much refined carbohydrate. I mean, just think about what this starch really is. It's ultra processed, which means they're extracting enzymes, vitamins, trace minerals. When you consume that, it takes a lot of nutrient reserves that you have in your body to be able to even metabolize that. So you end up depleting things down the road when you can keep consuming it. And in the process, you're creating a lot of what's called oxidation, which is kind of like you're rusting your body out from the inside out. And that's going to lead to inflammation. And you not knowing that, not even realizing you're getting that much sugar, you might think, oh yeah, it's a great product. It's because everyone else is doing it. It's become normalized. It doesn't even fit the definition of the word food. So it can't even be called ultra-processed food because it can't sustain life. You can't live on it. So you can imagine what's happening to the pancreas too, because every time you consume that, it's like a massive spike of blood sugars. And that cell that makes this pumping out of this insulin, it's just going to be like whiplashed every time you take it. And you're going to find that after you take it, you're going to feel kind of groggy, blood sugars kind of feel funky. Next morning, hard to get out of bed. And you wake up with low blood sugar because you ate sugar the day before, which will cause you to want more of that to fulfill this emptiness. But then you keep doing this over weeks and months. And now what happens is the body's going to start developing something called insulin resistance. And now it's going to be harder and harder to get energy into the cells. And it's going to be harder to grow your muscles. To grow muscles, you need exercise. You need protein. Nowhere have I ever observed that you need high doses of refined sugar to grow muscle. Yes, it increases insulin. And insulin is an anabolic hormone. But the problem is, when you start to stimulate insulin over a period of time, you develop what's called insulin resistance. And that's what really creates a deficiency of insulin, because you develop this resistance. It's just part of the body trying to protect itself from getting that much sugar. It'll start blocking it because sugar is toxic.